8:57, 79 degrees. It's time to check on commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. A little bit of a different start here at 8:30. We actually have some green on the screen with both corn and soybeans trying the upside here a little bit this morning. Still a little bit early since the 8:30 reopened, but still haven't seen much news to support some bounce, with the exception of some short covering here. Obviously, the markets continue to be a little on the oversold status area, so we were due for some sort of a bounce in here, so we're seeing that a little bit this morning. But as far as any new news this morning, still haven't seen that, so we'll see as the day goes on if there's something in there that's helping support these markets a little bit. Wheat market continues to struggle just a little bit as well. Export inspections out this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon. Looks like corn and soybean ratings should be steady to 1% lower here, but still historically pretty high. No real news on the trade war, no update there. Just wait to see if there's any discussions ongoing here as we move forward. Of course, the weather forecast continues to support pretty favorable crop development. Did finally see some rain in parts of the Corn Belt that were on the dry side. Did see some rain through central Illinois, which was well received. And it looks like temperatures are going to be a little bit on the cooler side here this week, which should also keep crop ratings in most parts of the Corn Belt pretty well supported overall. But we do have SEP corn at 344.5. That's up 3.25. East corn at 358.25, up 3.5. March corn at 369.75. That's up 3.25. August soybeans at 834.5, up 15.75. November soybeans at 850.5, up 16.25. Jan 19 beans at 860.5, up 16.25. September Chicago wheat 496.25, that's down 3/4. December Chicago wheat at 511.75, also down 3/4. Livestock markets here this morning, mostly higher here. We have August cattle at 105.22, up 67. October 107.60, up 22. August feeders 151.05, up 32. August hogs at 70.20. Up 5. So a little higher note here. That's a little bit different than what we're used to talking about, Brian. So hopefully that continues, but we'll see here as the week goes on.
All right, Aaron. Thanks a lot for the report.
Yep. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington. It's 8:59. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, partly cloudy skies. Do have a chance of a thunderstorm with a high of 87 degrees, northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies for tonight, dropping to a low of 64. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow, not as humid, with a high of 83 degrees, then mostly sunny for Wednesday and a high of 81 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.